Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
All right, other than O-line, John, what is your biggest concern, or just one of your concerns?
Nickel corner.
Position.
Nickel corner.
Okay. Yep.
Scary as hell, man. Now, we got news today that they're bringing in the safety. You know, he's going to be meeting with the Niners, and I'm just sitting there just
Justin
like,
Blackman.
Yeah. Now, Blackman's interesting, and I've already seen people like, oh, they're done with Hufanga. They don't think he's going to be back. Oh, pump the brakes there. Hufanga is part of the long-term future of this team, but he is somebody who could play in the slot. Now, I don't think that he's a pure nickel guy, but you could do some three safety sets. The NFL seems to be transitioning with that. We're going to see a lot of that in the division with Mike McDonald joining the Seahawks, like this multiple safety look of these hybrid guys. Man, you could do that, especially in zone coverage, which the Niners do consistently. I would love that signing. But right now, that's an issue. Now, we talked about the depth at the tackle position in this draft. The depth at nickel is freaking incredible. And now this is where the 49ers just fine. You're talking about, you know, the second round, Ennis Rakestraw, if he drops, and I think he will drop, Mike Sanders still out of Michigan. That's a second round prospect guy. TJ Tampa, Iowa State, Max Melton, third round guy. There are so many different Andrew Phillips. Niners met with almost all these guys. And now you're talking about a starter in the second, third round. And that's fun. That is fun. So if you can figure out a way to get one of those guys, because those are plug and play, they come in sub-package nickel, which is about 70% of Niners defense currently. And guess who coached the nickels for the past couple of years for the 49ers defense? It's our new defensive coordinator. So maybe that's he right. prioritizes that a little bit because it's been god-awful, but it got him a promotion anyway.
Yeah, I think again, the team has told us, we are looking for flexibility in the draft. So they go out in free agency and they sign Isaac Yiadom and they go, look, we theoretically, he could compete on the outside and we can move Demo inside, because I do think Demo can thrive in the slot. He just hasn't played it a lot because they've needed him to play outside because nobody wants Ambry Thomas on the field. And so
Ambry Thomas don't want to be on the field.
Right. That's a good point. Ambry doesn't even want to be on the field. He's like, are you sure you want me to go in? Am I supposed to go in? Is that me? You call me? Is that my number? But I think what they want to do is again, be flexible to where they're just going to allow the draft to come to them. And they're going to say, look, we've got starters at every position except for free safety right now, because Tayshawn Gibson is a free agent and Hufanga is coming back. So we don't know where Jair Brown is. Right. So that's again, why Justin Blackman makes sense. But we've got starters at every position. So what we want to do is be able to draft our best player available. If that is a nickel corner, great, we're going to take him. If that's an outside corner, great, we're going to take him. If that's a tackle, great, we're going to take him. If that's an edge, great, we're going to take him. I really respect what they've done, because that's where you want to be in the draft. You don't want to be stuck drafting for needs, because you're going to end up reaching for players. So I think in their mind, they're saying, look, we've got guys on the roster already that we know can play nickel. We just know that right now, and that's D'Amador Lenore, we think he's better outside, or he's better than any other outside corner that we have on the roster right now. So we want him playing there. But they bring in Yadam, right? And he was one of the best press corners in the NFL last season, had a hell of a year. He's going to compete out there. And then if he wins that job, then you can move Demo inside. And now you've got a solid nickel corner. And I think that's kind of where they're at. And so really, to me, it's just depth at the defensive back position, including corner, I would say secondary, complete secondary, right? We need some more depth there. I think the biggest hole right now is safety, because we don't know about Hufanga, and we don't really know a whole lot about Jair Brown. He played a little bit, and he played pretty well in stretches, but he also played like a rookie. So he's coming in the second year. So to me, it's safety, but in general, it's just secondary depth. And then obviously, I'm just a little scared about the linebacker opposite Fred Warner. They brought in Devondre Campbell. While
who hasn't been good the past 2 years.
Hasn't been good the past year, 2 years, but in 2021 was an all-pro. So he has that in him, right? But he's 2 years older now, almost 3 years older now. So that scares me a little bit, just because we don't know, you know, what they're going to get out of that, you know,
right,
group of players, which is Devondre Campbell, Jalen Graham, and D Winters. And then we also don't know what you're going to get out of Greenlaw post Achilles tear. I think he'll be ready for the start of the season, but I don't think a return to play is not a return to performance. And that's the thing that worries me a little bit.
I'm still in that line, Brian. I'm not even asking.
Take it. It's yours.
Yeah. You know, guys, I think everybody wants them to take a tackle in the first round, and that's their biggest need. But when you look at this roster and how many short-term fixes they have and how many question marks they're going to have after the season, whether it's age or just, again, a guy who's on a 1 or 2 year deal, I'm not sure there are many positions that are off the table. I think they can go a lot of different places. And I do think, Brian, your point is a good one, where because of these 1 or 2 year deals, they have starters everywhere, right? So they can say, all right, we're good for this year. This is the best player. We're going to take this player, because in 2 years, he's going to fit in somewhere. And then they can take it from there. And then next year, if they have to do more Band-Aid stuff, they will. But I feel like that's got to be their approach in the draft, because the 49ers are not going to be the 49ers as you know them in 2025. 2024, sure, it's going to be a lot of the same faces, but 2025 is going to be different. They have to start planning for that now. And you don't not take a guy who you think is going to be a stud at receiver or defensive tackle or wherever, because you really need an offensive tackle, where you can't draft for need. You do have to get tackles at some point. But I think, I think it's BPA, man. I really do think that's going to be the approach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, do you think in the first round, again, the 49ers have never drafted in the first round and not taken an O-lineman, D-lineman, wide receiver, or quarterback. They've never drafted a second-round corner. Like, do you see somebody like Kool-Aid Ministry, who I think is going to be a best player available if he's there at 31? Mm-hmm. He's a damn good player. Could you see the Niners actually drafting a corner in the first round? Taking a second rounder.
I do. Yeah. A guy like Kool-Aid McKinstry, for sure.
I would love him.
And the only reason he would drop is because of just some injury concerns, which, I mean, I guess that's why they drop. But yeah, I would. I don't think they would be scared to do it. But again, it's just a matter of, is there an edge that they value more, which, by the way, I learned something today that I thought was incredible on Twitter. Chop Robinson from Penn State. The reason his nickname is Chop is because when he was born, he was 14 pounds when he was born. And so they called him Pork Chop. And then he got taller and leaner and he dropped the pork and just stayed with Chop. That's where we got Chop Robinson. But again, if they feel like an edge is, you know, they have an edge rated higher than a corner, even if it's like a Kool-Aid McKinstry, then they'll go with it. But I don't think they're afraid to draft. It's just a matter of where they value the position. So do I think they will? Probably not, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
And what's the long term? Are they going to extend Lenore? Are they going to extend Ward?
I think so.
Because you got Hufanga, Lenore, and Ward on their last year's contract.
I think they should have extended Mooney Ward already to lower his cap hit this year and tack another 2 or 3 years onto his deal. I think that would have been a smart move, and they may still do that. But I thought they could have done that prior to free agency, again, just to free up some space.
But if they draft a first-round corner, you know this is Mooney Ward's last year.
Yeah, they're not extending Mooney Ward if they draft a first-round corner for sure.
Yeah, dude, such a crossroads. I mean, it's fun as hell to see where they're going to go with it, but just a lot of questions, a lot of different ways that they can go. So,
and this is what happens when you have a freaking badass roster. You can't pay everybody. And they got Mooney Ward on the cheap. Like, he outplayed his contract considerably. And so you got Greenlaw on cheap. You got guys on the cheap, but eventually, if they all play up above, they got to go elsewhere. Go get paid, you know?
You get expensive, more power to get old.
Yeah. I will never be mad at a player going to get a bag, even if it's not with my team.